Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, Thursday Live, the name of the show. And of course, we will be talking to Umfundisi Makamu and also the Apostle Phumlamfene, but also I will be joined in the guest list by a variety of guests who will be taking care of the show. First and foremost, thank you so much, Johan Els. May the Father continue to grace you. Let's pray for peace, man. Let's pray for peace. Let's pray for the order divine in the land and continue to spread the message of goodwill throughout. Right. And some good music. I will choose some good music that is good for the show, man. Some good music that is good for the show. Not just any other, but music that will make you actually to really enjoy the show. There's a song that I think we need to play, especially in a time as this. And perhaps you would go about and just check what kind of time is he talking about. Then you will understand why I am playing this song. We all need a new day. We all need a day of peace. We all need a day of the love of the Father that is above everything else.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, I have the Apostle Phumlamfene on the line. Apostle, greetings to you. I trust you are well. I can't hear you. I don't know why. There you are. Yes. Are you well though?
No, I'm well and kept by God grace, truly.
How did the service go, Munna, last Sunday? The conference, you know, you're busy. You're very busy.
There's a conference, more than the ordinist and every ordainer, sending them to the marketplace, you know. It was awesome. Oh, it was really awesome. And we thank God, you know, for making it a success. And yeah, people's lives were touched in the places of work.
I trust that, you know, I must come maybe and join so that you can train me and maybe I can qualify for something, man.
Yeah,
Ke tle ke tlo ira di course nyana da ke tlo ba sharp.
Bona, with pleasure. Bona, with love, I'm not.
Yeah,
Everyone is interested.
Amen. And I trust you are well, and I trust all is fine with you. And I'm so happy. Umfundisi Makami, it looks like he's working or he's coughing. Sawubona Mruti.
Umfundisi wami ninjani?
Sikhona, are you busy?
Ngizama ukufaka imoto nje.
Yo,
coughing.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi usendleleni kune truck engathi yawa iyanwela lapho sendi busy.
Yeah, but very soon in the Zabaseng Kadili.
Okay, let me, because there's so much noise on your side. Are you well, though, sir? Yeah. Are you well?
Ngomusa mfundisi wami, ngiraiti kakhulu. Ngicela nje namangaba at least 10 minutes zaba sengiqedile.
Nakho ke sikunikezile i 10 minutes yakho. Eish, let us plan bafowethu izinto zethu sizihlele ngesikhathi. And bese everything goes well, and I'm happy. Seventh of the Most High, and I call her a prophet. You know, Vanessa McCarthy Mraka is also gracing us so much, and thank you so much to Rado. She's also gracing us so much. We will enjoy much from her, and then thank you so much also. Hofa is sending people also, to come over and grace us. We really appreciate that so much. From Botswana, these will be gracing us from Botswana, and of course also Maletsatsi is also gracing us tonight, and so it is just a beautiful one. And I trust that the Father will just see us through and grace us so much in a mighty, mighty way. Right. And also, hopefully, I thought that Nontlantla will, grace us also, you know. But we're still waiting on her. But now that the show is on, it becomes difficult to log in the people who are gracing us, you know, to work with. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We are talking about self-will, what it is all about, what it stands for, and much of the times how self-will continues to manifest in our lives, even when we are not watching. You know, how it goes on in our lives, even when we are not watching. It is also known as a form of stubbornness, a hardness of heart, a form of impenitence of a sort. But also it is regarded as a defiance towards the authority of the Most One. One being devoid of submission, you know, which means one does not submit to the will of the Father but to their own. That is called self-will. It speaks about that. And also you'd see also it is referred to as a sin against the Spirit, a sin against the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. But also, a stubbornness means that one becomes indifferent to that which is the persuasion of the Most High. They find themselves in that which is not the persuasion of the Most High, but their own, you know. So they dwell in that. They are caught up in that. So I trust that as we talk about that, you will enjoy even far much more with regards to this. And you can send us your WhatsApps. Tell us what is self-will. What have you experienced with it? You know, and what are the warnings of the weed with regards to self-will? And when we look at ourselves today, are we really on a self-will mode? Even automotion is not a self-will, man, because it's programmed by the owner.
Yeah.
Bringing the gospel to you. Radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. The word says quite a lot with regards to this. The aspect of self-will. In Deuteronomy 1:43, it says, "So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen. You rebelled against the command of the Elohim and presumptuously went up into the mountain." Presumption. We see the self-will being labeled as a presumption of a sort. Self-will is labeled as a presumption of a sort. Now, I don't know what many people are saying with regards to this, but what is self-will? What is self-will? And what is it even all about? What do we see when it comes to self-will? And what can we say with regards to it? What is self-will? Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this. What is self-will? And I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfe, and later on we will be touching base and talking to Mfundisi Makamu. And then, like I said, our special guests have lined up already their comments on this. Now, this is also a form where people are no longer free, but they are licentious. And there's a thin line between freedom and license, in that if one is not knowledgeable about what freedom is, it's very easy to be licentious. And then being licentious, it means now you start to take things from your own perspective. You no longer look at the perspective of responsibility, accountability, the call upon you, authority, understanding law, commandments of the Father. You no longer look at those things because you basically have gone on to actually say to yourself, this is what I am about. I am free. I'm free indeed. And this is me. No one can tell me nothing. And that is where we find self-will. And sometimes the Father says, turn left, and then you say, no, let me do a bit of right. This way is a bit easier. The Father says, move, and you say, let me stay a bit, I will move. I agree that I should move, let me stay a bit. It's no longer freedom, it's license. And that's where the danger is. That's where we get caught, man. I know what I'm talking about. And the word says, with regards to this also, it is a form of rebelling against the command of the Most High. And what is the command of the Most High? Every prompting from the Father is a command of the Most High. And I always say to many people, what the Father says is the perfect law. What He says is law. It's not a suggestion. There is nothing known as the permissive will of the Most High. He can't compromise to make you sin when He is perfect and when He has said, be perfect for I am perfect. He speaks a creative command upon us which we should believe, and at the same time violates that command. No, man, come on. It doesn't work that way. And so when we look into the very aspect of what is implied by the notion of self-will, we start to see it denotes a form of rebelliousness against the commandment of the Father. But it also makes one to have their own suggestions about what they want to do. Hence, we find the concept of presumptuousness. We become presumptuous. Now we start to assume that this is how things are and should be and should be done. That's where the problem is. Now, I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene. And I want to know what comes to mind with regards to this. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say also on this matter. Just after this.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Apostle, let me bring this to you. When we talk about self-will, what do we imply? What comes to mind?
What comes to mind is the fact that when you're self-willed, you actually prioritize your own desires, your own ambitions, you know, your own will. You pursue what you desire more than pursuing what the Lord desires for you and what the Word of God prescribes. So in most cases, self-will has a lot to do with individual also opposing the authority of the Word of God, and also opposing, you know, those who are in authority, you know, because they really, really want to do things their own way. But remember, when you study the Word of God, more especially when you look at the book of Luke chapter 11, verse 2, but verse 1, one of the disciples come and say, "Look, teach us how to pray." So, and then Marana began to say, "This is how then you should pray over far from it." You know, but there's a part when the Word of God says, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So, but unfortunately, people with self-will, they do not consider the will of God concerning their lives, concerning their circumstances or their situation. So they would always, you know, make sure that whatever they desire, it overrides. You see, that's also dangerous. So your will, when your will and what you desire overrides the will of God concerning your life, then absolutely the end thereof is destruction, like the enemy, Lucifer. You know, even he was full of self-will. I pray, I will do this, I will do that. But like as I say, Joe, once it comes to a place where your will overrides the will of God, your will takes precedence above the will of God, Then you are a law unto yourself. So Lelentola Mudimu cannot convict you in any way. It cannot convict you in any way. It cannot mold you. It cannot shape you. So people who are self-willed, they shape themselves somehow, because they determine how their life should go, and they determine how bona batopila kam kobanya kang kating and period. So nothing and no one anything that will make a difference momentarily. And unfortunately, people who are self-willed, you know, they are very hostile to the will of God, and they struggle with some submission. But remember, submission says you surrender your will completely to the will of God. So, but unfortunately, self-will say, no, you know, I can govern myself, you know, I can control myself, I can do as I please. So you can't submit to the authority of the Word of God, and you can't even submit to the leadership, you know, in his house, because you have decided, you pursue your own desire, you pursue your own ambition. So hence I'm saying, and that kind of an attitude, self-will has a lot to do with disobedience, and I completely agree with that, because you can't walk in obedience if you are self-willed. So people who are self-willed, definitely, Muruti, Ribona Hakolu, they are disobedient to the will of God, they are disobedient to the Word of God, you know, they are disobedient to authority, they are disobedient to those in authority, to those in power, and unfortunately, they are unable. You remember the Word of God says, if you want to follow me, Morana Jesu, if you want to follow me, take up your cross, deny yourself. So now when you are still self-willed, it clearly shows that you haven't been able to deny yourself. And also, you have not been able to produce the fruit of the Spirit. Because when flesh isn't under your governor, you cannot produce the fruit of the Spirit. So therefore, you oppose the Word of God, you oppose everything that is in line with the, and more than any other thing else, you know, you override even the voice of the Lord. You override even the instruction of the Holy Spirit. And that's a sad one right there.
Yeah.
So you self-govern, you are law unto yourself. Why thou allow it? You get it on my tattoo. That's the sad thing. Can you imagine you're a child of God, but you don't want to be governed by the principles that governs Banaba Mudim? You cannot be governed by the. You still want to do your own stubborn. And, but Rabba Jolo, they always end up in trouble. Their end is always destruction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Apostle. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. I need to hear from you as to what you make. Like I said, on my device, I also have the people who have already contributed on the show. Our guests have already done that. And we will listen to them. And I trust that the Father will do you good. Mightily so. Just after a jiffy, let us listen also to Vanessa McCarthy Muraka.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, Vanessa McCarthy Muraka, thank you so much. I appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you. Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and Radio Pulpit listeners. It's an honor and a privilege to share this evening on the topic self-will. When we describe self-will, self-will refers to a person or an individual's determination to follow their own desires, their plans, or their decisions, and it's something in opposition to God's will or God's guidance. When we think of self-will, we can think of so many characters in the Bible. When we think of self-will, but we can also look at, two characters specifically when it comes to self-will. We look at Jonah, and then we look at King Saul. I'm going to read from Jonah chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. It reads as follows. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed to Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for the port. After he paid his fare, he went aboard and sailed to Tarshish to flee from the Lord. That is what one of the characters portray when it comes to self-will, not following God's will, but self-will. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 13. We are reading from verse 8 to 14. 1 Samuel chapter 13. It says, he waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter. So he said, bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offering. And Saul offered up the burnt offering. Just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived and said to Saul, arrived and Saul went out to greet him. What have you done? Asked Samuel. Saul replied, when I saw the men were scattered and they did not, and you did not come at the set time, and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash, I thought, now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favor. So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering. Those are two characters that we see that actually portray self-will. And what's very important here, Pastor, is what we need to see with self-will. There is consequences to self-will. There's consequences, and the two consequences to self-will are spiritual stagnation and separation from God. Now, spiritual stagnation, we can take from Jeremiah 7:24. It says, my people do not listen to me, kept doing whatever they want, following their stubborn evil hearts, going backwards and instead of forward. That's spiritual stagnation. You're stagnant. You don't see where God is taking you. You do not seek the Lord's favor, as Saul have said. You do not seek the Lord's face in your doing. You make your own decisions. You make your own plans. You have your own desires instead of cultivating the desires and the plans of God. But what about spiritual separation as a consequence? Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, like sheep, we all have strayed away. Meaning we start following our own heads, posturing. We start doing our own thing. We do not seek the Lord to guide us in the areas of our lives. We do not hear the Lord's voice when he instructs us. We do not seek his will above everything else. We always follow our own thinking, our own will, our own desires. And that is our Adamic nature. Our self-will lends us into so much trouble as children of God when we have stopped seeking the face of God, when we have stopped asking God for direction, when we have stopped asking God to direct our steps and to take us in the direction he wants for his will. Now, what can we do as children of God? It's to rely on the Holy Spirit. Why on the Holy Spirit? Because Jesus said he has to go, but he'll ask the Father to send us another comforter, another helper. He will remind us. So when the Holy Spirit is with us, he reminds us. What does he remind us of? The life that Jesus lived. When we read Luke chapter 22, we read verse 42 of Luke 22. Verse 42 says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. That is the lifestyle Jesus had. He always took advice from the Father. He always seek direction from the Father. He always listened to what the Father says. And that is the things that the Holy Spirit will remind us of. That is what we need to seek. Now, when we see what Jesus has prayed, that brings us to surrender to God's will.
Yes.
Not adapting self-will where we can now suffer the consequences of self-will, which is spiritual stagnation and separation from God. But when we seek and do what Jesus did, to call upon the Father and say, help me, this thing is heavy for me, but not my will, your will. We find Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 basically speaks of it. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do. That is Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6. Romans 12 verse 1 to 2 says, give yourself as a living offering, the kind that he will find acceptable, that God will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him, is when we give ourselves to him. Now, when we rather surrender to God's will, we do away with self-will. Because self-will is to take us into a position where we do not connect with the Father. Because you know too much. Yes, what is the best for yourself. You do not seek God's will. You start relying on your own intellect.
Yes.
And that is what puts us in a position that as children of God, we need to seek the will of God. When we read those two scriptures of Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 and Romans 12, 1 and 2, it helps us and it guides us when we ask the Holy Spirit to come and help us surrender our self-will for God's will. And we will not suffer the consequences of self-will. Stay blessed, Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. Thank you so much, Vanessa McCarthy Murakade. And of course, the wife to my brother and friend, Karabo Murak. You should see them. You should see when she's looking at him. All right, let me not say much. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. I'm hanging out with the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and we are talking about self-will. Apostle, let me bring this to you just after a jiffy.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you, and people are looking at us on YouTube. We appreciate. Thank you so much. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are keen to hear from you. And you can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, 0826572729. You can talk to us also there. Apostle, let me bring this. I'm looking at Isaiah 28:12. It says, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. You know, the very aspect of self-will implies the choice of not hearing the Father.
Yep.
That choice of not hearing the Father. We are making that choice at one stage or another. You know, and let us work on this in a way. What say you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Correctly put, Moruti Horo. It's a choice, and like you intentionally and deliberately choose, you know, to prioritize what you think and feel is important to you.
Mm.
You intentionally choose what you think and feel works for you, you know, regardless of, you can imagine, okay, let's give an example, like, wabona hore motho ona, o nyoka start a business, and you can realize hore by the spirit, hore the kind of business this person, ako itomang, ikomo lose a lot of money, ikomo bakela mathata amangata, and then through the leading of the Holy Spirit o try o guide motho ona, no, the season for that is not appropriate this, but because somebody who's really self ruled they will override that and continue to choose ibela bekutaba ya gore these people they choose, you choose, this is what I will do regardless of the consequences, because remember, when a self will, you are aware that what you are choosing can eventually come back and bite you.
Mm.
But for some strange reason, because of this spirit, it's a spirit, it will drive you. Because it's a wicked spirit that will drive you to choose your priorities and to choose your desires and also to choose your judgment over the commandment and over the will and the word of God.
Mm.
So it is really, really, it's a spirit that is rooted in self, and also in people who are really, really selfish, who have not even come to a place and a point where they die to self. And the same attitude as self will do. John is saying a lot of people, whenever Israel, when the Lord has planned for them, or look, there's a better place. And can you imagine? That God only, Jeremiah 1:29, or I have plans for you.
Mm.
And the kind of plans I have for you are the plans of good and not of evil. Plans to prosper, not to, plans to give you a future that you hope for.
Mm.
But unfortunately, when you are self-willed, you will not be able to see the plans of God. Because for you to be able to see and experience the plans of God, there's a need for you to align, you understand? So you must align with the plans and the purposes of God for your life. But if you're self-willed, you cannot align. It becomes impossible. You cannot align with the plans and the purposes of God, because whenever you choose what you want, you choose your own purposes, you choose your own will, you choose your own desire. So at the end of the day, the future that you hope for, the future that God also I hope I'm for when you can't even realize it because you end up being a casualty of your own choices. How many people who are maybe somehow sitting there listening that they have self-sabotaged and they've become, you know, their own enemies and whatever consequences they were dealing with on, it came as a result of them being self-willed. You know, regarding a particular matter, because there are certain issues we don't even wait on God to say, my Father, can I venture into this thing? I mean, Bonajo, we are having manyalo that are collapsing hangata because people who are self-willed, they will override the voice of the Lord, hard caution, do not enter. You know, and they will proceed and choose to enter, even when they've been given caution. And even in terms of businesses and projects, Joe, there are projects, Joe Kachoko, those projects have become white elephants simply because right from their inception, the word of the Lord kept convincing these people and the spirit of the Lord kept talking to these people. But somehow because they felt that, you know, they've done their homework, doing your homework thoroughly and getting all the results and also any research called failure. It does not necessarily mean that when you have put together all that, when the strategies are in place, where the plans are in place, when everything is in place, as long as it doesn't align with the will of God, it will surely collapse.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. 0826572729. I'm keen to hear from you.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily
Our
companion.
Is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM. Thank you so much. And Kwasi Nontantla has sent. Hey, I was a bit worried. Thank you so much. I just saw on my screen in the studio that you have sent because my phone was off. Thank you so much and welcome to the show. Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, Bafundisi. Good evening, everybody. Happy Thursday. Self-will. Yes. That is stubborn adherence to one's own desires or ideas. It is the refusal to submit to external guidance or authority. A self-willed person is someone that believes they have it all worked out. No matter what wrong they do, they are not to be corrected. They are always right. A self-willed person always pleases their own needs, satisfies their own need at the cost of other people. Self-willed people are driven by greed and hatred. Romans chapter 7 verse 18 reads, "For I know that good itself does not dwell in me."
Sure.
That is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. These people intentionally decide that no goodness dwells in them.
Yeah.
They intentionally fall into sin. They intentionally do things that are outside of God's will. That's because they are pleasing their own self. The book of Romans 6:13 reads, "Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as instruments of righteousness."
Oh, yes.
A self-willed person can never do that. A self-willed person always puts themselves first, no matter what. James 4 Verse 7 to 10, "Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
Yeah.
Apologies.
Self-willed
people do not submit to anybody. They refuse to submit to God himself. They submit to self.
Sure.
They do what they believe is right. They can never be told otherwise. Second Chronicles 38, "Do not be stiff-necked as your ancestors were. Submit to the Lord."
Yeah.
They will never submit.
Please.
The book of Matthew in the Lord's Prayer, chapter 6, it says, "Your will, O Lord, the book of Matthew 26:39. Jesus himself says, let this cup pass, not as I will, but as you will. So we do as God does, as Jesus did, when we are taking the will of God and not the will of self. Humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. That is the book of James 4:10. We refuse to humble ourselves if we satisfy in self. And self-will is self-righteousness. When all is on your side and you believe you will do as you want and as you wish. Self-will, Pastor A, seeks to take the throne, seeks to be righteous, seeks to to know. It seeks to
like a prince of
to win. It seeks to destroy. And self-righteous people don't understand that when as a child of God you deny yourself, as the word says, when you follow Christ you must take up your cross and deny yourself. But a self-righteous person can never do that. A self-righteous person seeks exaltation. They exalt themselves. They seek other people to exalt themselves as well. We find self-righteous people within our midst, within our churches, within our families. I need to talk about the Christians, not anyone that is outside of the the body of Christ.
I hear you. I get you.
They are always right. They can never be corrected. Self-righteous people sometimes even twist the word to suit themselves, to suit their situations. Self-righteousness is a sin. It is abomination. Self-will, that is. But today, let's seek to do right. Let's seek the will of God. Let's seek to be guided by him. And let him show us the way. Because only he wills, and only his will shall prevail. Let's do away with self-willing and do with God's willingness. I thank you, Pastor A. Blessed evening further. Amen.
Thank you so much, Kwasi. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you so much in a mighty way. And I'm so happy that you had time to talk.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's talk also to Babungane. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there. It's 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. I'm keen to hear from you also via WhatsApp. Babungane.
Ukthola ithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRing, bingeleleke nezambeli zakho ke lapho e-studio nomndeni wonke we-Radio Pulpit. Nginibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yamakhosi uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Isihloko ke sanamuhla ke esithi self-will, ubudlova, ukuziqhenya. Self-will means stubbornly determined to follow one's own wishes, intentions, actions, and opinions. Genesis chapter 49, verse 6 says, let not my soul enter their counsel, Let not my honor be united to their assembly. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstring an ox. Laba ngabantu abazenzela intando yabo ngezinto ezingekho emthethweni kaNkulunkulu. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority, they are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Lokho yibufebe okuyindlela elandela inyama abantu abalutheka ekuzindleni kwabo behamba ngenkanuko zezwe. Bakhuluma ke bengawabali amagama anesihlungu sezinyoka, bayeyisa, bayahlambalaza. Ngakho konke lokho uNkulunkulu walibhubhisa iSodoma neGomora. Jude 4 and 7 says, for certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out of this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Laba ngabantu abangamesabi uNkulunkulu wethu, bawenze ihlaya umusa wakhe ube yize kubo, baphike umdali nenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu. Baguqula iqiniso likaNkulunkulu balenze amanga, bazitshele ukuthi bahlakaniphile, beyiziwula, bekhonza okudaliweyo nezithombe ezibazwe ngezandla. Abalaleli uma bekhuzwa. Titus chapter 1 verse 7 says, a bishop must not be self-willed. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, and Petra Small says, Pastor Ray, agree fully. It says, Leicester Radio Council, and let the Holy Spirit, Leons, blessings there, which means let the Holy Spirit guide us. All right, thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, we are touching base on this, the issue of, and this is the notion, the issue of self-will, what it is even all about, and some of the areas where you and I become caught up in. You know, there are areas where we become caught up in, and we can't be playing goody-goody here. There are areas where we become caught up, and it is good we talk about this because we self-regulate. You know, the Father is helping us by His Holy Spirit, as Petra is saying, that we look at ourselves and do an introspection and see where we have actually, you know, level down the gauntlet. You know, we need to be careful about that. Some of the things that we do basically are not from the Father. The Apostle challenged me so much, something that, you know, I had people leave the church some years ago when I spoke, hey Mara, it looks like the Father doesn't say you should marry that person, Mara. You know, we should be careful.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Now, when you look into Isaiah 30, verses 15, it says, for thus says the Elohim Yahuwah, the Holy One of Yasharal, in returning and rest you shall be saved in quietness and confidence, you shall be, in confidence, quietness and confidence shall be your strength. But you would not. When the Father says return so that you can be strengthened, we don't, because we rely on our own powers. Hey, we have degrees, Apostle. We have some monies in these banks, you know. We drive cars. You know what preachers like. they like those German cars. We drive those German cars. These things have been created for them, you know. Yeah. We sit in the sofas in our ministries. People are sitting in those plastic chairs. So many women have fallen on those chairs.
Yeah.
You know, and we are drinking, what do they call this? Sparkling water.
Hey. Yeah.
And the Father says, faster. Oh, wow. Faster lying, never. Hey, man.
Mm.
What say you there? He says we must return to him so that we can have, he says, strength and confidence. These shall be your strength. He says,
amen.
I shall give you these things. I want to give you these things. I want you to dwell in quietness and confidence. These should be your strength. But we choose to be weak. He says, but you would not return.
Yeah.
Hey. Medimar Tusetle. O ring him, Apostle.
Yeah, we will not return. Finally. But never Israel, when you read the word of God in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, they are being described as a stiff-necked people.
Yeah,
you know? So they kept persisting, and they kept disobeying the guidance, the provision, regardless of God trying to guide them, providing for them. Can you imagine, irrespective of all the efforts that God aims towards them, provider, until to the promised land. Bona, despite all that, they persisted in being stubborn and in disobeying the guidance of God, you know, and we see people doing that today. Hence, they will not return back to the ways of Mudimu. They will not even repent. And unfortunately, people who are self-willed, they struggle to repent because sometimes their being self-willed, remember, it's a lifestyle. So they are getting used to having things and doing things their own way. They get used into, you know, taking control of their own lives. You see, but not yet the master of their own lives. Because in essence, when you are self-willed, it means when you are the master of your own life. So you don't allow God to master you and master your will and your desires and your passion. A lot of people have gotten into trouble simply because of their passion. You know, when I love about Job, I'm so passionate. And to being out of order, that are out of line with the word of God. And those people keep on talking about, unfortunately, that's the danger of most people who are self-willed. But also allow me to quote the word of God from the book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 15. Then Solomon Dimon tell us, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But a wise man listens to counsel. So people who are self-willed, they are always blind to the counsel and the wisdom and the guidance of God and other people. You know, we can be saved from a lot of troubles and from a lot of detours. When I live out to that, their lives have taken a wrong turn, they've taken detours simply because they fail to listen to godly counsel and guidance. So Paul, in the book of Peter, in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 10, Peter was warned, or those who indulge in the flesh, you know, the result that they need corruption, and because they do what? They despise authority. So now, self-will as well, even they reject the divine direction and the divine leading and the divine authority. Having said that, this is a choice, and people who are self-willed intentionally show. Can you imagine when you're driving a car and then somehow you not the robot hotel like ready when mudimu by faith you drive past oncoming traffic. So same applies to people who choose to override the will of God. Because you have taken your turn and you have taken to walk in the path that when you have chosen for yourself. Whereas the Bible says we are the workmanship of God created to walk in the path that created in you. But when you are self-willed, you walk in your path, not in the path that God has created for you.
Mm. And that is where we fail much of the times. You know, that is where we fail. That is where we miss out on that which the Father says. And we are going astray. You know, we are going astray. Send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you. 012-334-1322. Talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you. And here we want to know. We want to know about what does it mean, you know, to be self-willed. What is self-will even all about? What is self-will even all about? We want to know about that. And of course, you can also tell us as to what you think self-will is all about. And much of the times also what we have we come to actually see with regards to self-will. What we have we come to see with regards to self-will? I am keen to hear, you know, much more as you speak about that. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. I want to hear from you. Talk to us directly there. And also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. I need to hear from you also there. Otherwise, talk to me directly. We are on YouTube, and those on YouTube, please like, subscribe, like, and share. And we are talking about this. Tell us how you feel about this. We are keen also to want to hear from you as to what you make of this.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.